On Monday, representatives of different Christian denominations held an unusual event in Prague. They welcomed the public into a number of important churches, such as St. Salvatore's and St. Nicholas's, from 4 p.m., a time when they aren't normally accessible. Jan Wellinger went along to the open day.
Small children on Monday afternoon at the Church of St. Salvatore watch as a group of older kids performs children's theater. It is the first time different denominations in Prague have held an open day event like this one, lasting into the evening hours. A concert has been planned as well as a discussion on the European Union, in the hopes of attracting both believers and non-believers. I was able to speak to Martin Horálek, the spokesman for the Czech Bishops' Conference, who told me this year was something like a first test for an event that could be repeated annually.
We decided to prepare a program in the churches which can be open for, let's say, ordinary people. It means concerts, it means a program for children, or just introducing new member countries of the European Union. That's the first time, and we just try it, and we will see if people will appreciate it. We probably try to repeat this action every year, but we will see how it will be taken in the population.
Certainly it has to be said that despite a fair amount of publicity, turnout at the event I attended was fairly sparse, only a few dozen adults at most. Almost everyone I was able to speak to was a strong believer, and many of them were skeptical about the event attracting people who are not normally involved in the church. Most said, if anything, it was rather a chance for adherents from different denominations within the Christian faith to meet.
I think that this type of event is important because it gives us a chance to meet. I've been walking around and I haven't even had a chance to see everything yet, but I really feel that whether Catholic or evangelist, we're all one family.
Church officials are, of course, well aware that the Czech Republic has long ranked as one of the world's most secular societies. One reason why many think innovative activities must reach out to potential new members. If there is some hope for the church, Martin Horálek indicated, it is perhaps in the fact that many non-believers still retain ties to the church on at least a few occasions, namely at Christmas or Easter. Even non-believers here often attend Mass, attracted by a sense of tradition or a certain sense of mystery. Martin Horálek again.
We can see every Christmas, every Easter, that people who feel themselves as atheists, they have inside their heart some kind of let's say Christian seed, and they are attracted of the church especially during these periods, during the Christmas, during the Easter, and so we hope that if we try to attract people into the churches, that they will see that in the churches they will find absolutely normal people who try to prepare something for them, for their children, and so on.